啊，感谢神，我们今天是父亲节哈。啊，那我知道在这个季节很多父亲都带着家人带着儿女出去旅游去了啊，但是不管怎么样哈，今天不管有没有来到我们当中的父亲，我们都祝父亲们父亲节快乐。啊，今天因为我们是联合崇拜，我们请托尼弟兄来帮助我们来翻译。今天是父亲节哈，我们祝父亲们父亲节快乐。那么我知道有些父亲可能就带着家人出去旅行哈，但是不管怎么样，我们都愿意父亲节这一天所有父亲们都能够得着从神来的保守和祝福。
Today is Father's Day. We'd like to wish a happy Father's Day to all the fathers. And I know some fathers took their children traveling, but we want God's blessing to be upon all the fathers.
在前不久母亲节的时候呢，我在主日信息中谈到圣经对妻子们的教导。
On Mother's Day, I shared a special message about how what's the expectation of the mothers in the Bible.
那么我们一起来思想了提多书二章四节。
We shared Titus 2:4.
圣经是这样说神的心意是要妻子们爱丈夫爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫。
The Bible says God's will is to let the wives love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands.
我们知道这样的教导对于今天的现代女性来说，这是非常非常一个大的挑战。
We know this kind of teaching is a great challenge to modern women.
我们很少时候我们跟妻子说你要顺服你的丈夫，很多妻子说我丈夫要听我的话才对哈。
We seldom say to the wives, submit to your husbands. Oftentimes they say, my husbands need to submit to us, to me.
但是如果我们回到圣经，这确实是神的心意神要妻子首先是爱丈夫爱儿女。
But if we come to the Bible, this is God's will to let the wives first love their husbands, then love their children.
然后是谨守贞洁，料理家务所以家务对于妻子来说是非常重要的。
And to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, so they need to take care of their homes.
待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫。
To be kind and to be subject to their husbands.
感谢神，虽然这样的信息对于今天的现代女性来说非常非常的陌生。那么在上一次母亲节结束之后呢，没有任何一个姊妹来找我的麻烦。
Praise the Lord.Even though messages like this are foreign to modern women, but after that Sunday's message, not a single sister came to me to complain.
但是有一个丈夫却去找到我的妻子冯海姊妹去问她一个问题。
But one husband came to Lydia and asked her a question.
然后他就问，冯海姊妹，你认为冯涛今天讲的这个信息可以让我的妻子听吗？
And he asked Lydia,Do you think today's message is good for my wife?
后来为什么问冯海这个问题呢？我就不清楚哈。其实冯海还是很顺服丈夫的哈。
I don't know why he asked Lydia. Lydia subjects to me.
我想可能是这个丈夫觉得哇，他的妻子如果听到这样的信息，一定觉得很难接受所以他会问冯海姊妹，我的妻子可以听这样的信息吗？
Maybe this husband thought this message is hard for his wife to receive. That's why he asked Lydia.
然后冯海姊妹对这个丈夫的回答是这样的，她说你就放心吧，到了父亲节一定会让父亲们很难受的信息的。
And Lydia said, relax, wait for the harsher message for the husband on Father's Day.
所以今天就是父亲节。
And today is Father's Day.
所以我们今天还是从圣经来看上帝对男人的要求。
So let's see what the Bible requires of the husbands.
我们一起来读圣经哥林多前书16:13-14.
Let's first read 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13 and 14.
好，我们可以看到这个投影，一起来读13节起。你们要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强，凡你们所做的都是凭爱心而做。我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you and praise you.
在今天这个父亲节的日子，我们所有的弟兄来到神的面前。
On this Father's Day, all the brothers come before you.
我们愿意来思想圣经的话语。
To think of the words in the Bible.
来思想神对我们的心意。
To think of God's will for all the brothers.
愿上帝的话语成为我们脚前的光，成为我们路上的灯，脚前的光。
May your words be a lamp upon our path and a light upon our feet.
我们这样的祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 那么，在哥林多前书呢，保罗写给哥林多教会，的书信当中。
And 1 Corinthians is a letter addressed to the church in Corinth.
那么我们都知道哥林多教会是一个问题很多的教会。
We all know that the church in Corinth is a very problematic church.
保罗一共写了两封书信，哥林多前后书都是写给哥林多教会的。
Apostle Paul wrote at least two letters to the church of Corinth, to the church in Corinth, the first and second Corinthians.
那么在所有保罗写给不同教会的书信当中，写给哥林多教会的书信是最长的。
Among all the letters Apostle Paul wrote, First and Second Corinthians are the two longest.
因为这个教会的问题非常多。
For the church in Corinth has many, many problems.
所以在哥林多前后书当中有大量的篇幅都在指出和责备哥林多教会的各种各样的罪和问题。
So Apostle Paul used a lot of texts in 1st and 2nd Corinthians to point out the problems with the church in Corinth.
但是在哥林多前书13章却圣灵感动保罗给出最完美的爱的定义。
But in chapter 13 of 1st Corinthians, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, Apostle Paul gave the most wonderful definition of love.
所以哥林多前后书不仅仅是一个责备人、指出人罪的这样的一个书信。
So First and Second Corinthians are not just letters pointing out people's sins.
同样也是一个爱的书信。
They are also letters of love.
保罗在哥林多前书4:14，保罗这样说：“我写这话不是叫你们羞愧，乃是警戒你们，好像我所亲爱的儿女一样。”
In 1 Corinthians 4:14, Apostle Paul said, I do not write these things to shame you, but as my beloved children, I warn you.
那么在哥林多前书的总共16章经文当中，前面15章其实都在指出哥林多教会各样的罪和问题。
In 1 Corinthians, the first 15 of the total 16 chapters are stand to point out the sins of the church of Corinth.
所以我们可以想象得到，当哥林多教会接到这样的信的时候，越读越灰心，越读越灰心，一直要读到第十五章。
So we can imagine when the brothers and sisters in Corinth received the letter, and the more they read, and the more discouraged they would become, and that'll be the case until they finish reading the first 15 chapters.
所以在在哥林多前书保罗第四章保罗就指出，他讲这样的话就不是让他们羞愧不仅仅是让他们羞愧
That's why Apostle Paul in chapter 4 especially emphasize that he wrote those not to shame them.
而是要警戒他们，因为他爱他们，就像父亲爱孩子一样。
But to warn them because he loved them just like a father loves his children.
啊，在希伯来书十二章五到八节，圣经是这样说，我给大家来读一下。
In Hebrews 12, verse 5 to 8, the Bible says.
五节，你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心。第六节，因为主所爱的，他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的，是神管教我们，待你们如同待儿子。焉有儿子不被父亲管教的呢？第八节，管教原是众子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是私子，不是儿子了。所以圣经告诉我们，因为神爱我们，所以神才责备管教我们。
The Bible tells us, God disciplines us because He loves us.
正如保罗在哥林多前后书大量的指出哥林多教会的各样的罪，去责备他们，甚至去管教他们，是出于保罗对哥林多教会弟兄姊妹的爱。
In the book of 1st and 2nd Corinthians, Paul rebuked the church of Corinth out of love.
是出于神的爱。
And out of God's love.
所以我们今天我们对爱有很多很多我们自己的误解。
Today we have a lot of misunderstanding about love.
但是我们都知道，如果放到我们自己的家庭当中，我们如果真正爱自己的孩子，我们肯定还是会责备，会管教的。
But we all know in our own families, if we truly love our children, we need to rebuke them and discipline them.
那么在哥林多前书的前面十五章，保罗大量的指出，就是你们不可这样做，不可那样做，不可继续这样去做，大量的都是这样的话。
In the first 15 chapters of 1 Corinthians, Paul told the church of Corinth, you cannot do this, you cannot do that.So he spent a lot of text on rebuking them.
那么从十六章开始，保罗就开始说正面的话，你们要怎样做，要怎样做。
So in chapter 16, Apostle Paul started to talk positively, telling them, you should do this and you should do that.
就像我们今天刚读的经文，就是保罗对哥林多教会的就是对哥林多教会的弟兄指出，就是你们要警醒，在真道上站立得稳，要做大丈夫，要刚强。
And today, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse 13, Apostle Paul said, Be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong.
这就是证明不再说你们不要怎样，不要怎样，而是说你们要怎样，要怎样。
So now, Apostle Paul started to talk positively, telling them what they should do.
那么这里说的要警醒，要站立得稳，要刚强，这事实上，这在当时这是军事用语，在军队里讲这样的话。
So here the phrases Apostle Paul used, be on the alert, stand firm in the faith, those are phrases commonly used in the military.
所以如果用最简单的话来概括保罗所说的话，就是男人啊，你要像个男人。
So to summarize Apostle Paul's words simply, he's basically saying, man, act like man.
其实这句话我相信大家会说，什么样才像个男人呢？
And probably you will ask, then how do you act like men?
如果有个男人这样问我，冯涛弟兄，你说怎样才像个男人呢？
If a man asks me this, how do I act like men?
我就指着这个男人说，我说你不要装了，你知道的。
And I will point at him and say, do not pretend, you know what I mean.
你知道的，怎样才像个男人？
You know how to act like men.
那么男人在这里是怎样的形象呢？是战士的形象。
So, what kind of man are we talking about? It's like a soldier.
对，所以保罗在这里用一些军队里用的话对男人说话，就男人，你要像个战士啊，你要像个男人的样子。
So here, Apostle Paul is describing men using military terms, saying, "Men, you need to be like soldiers."
战士就要上战场的。
And soldiers need to go on the battlefield.
当我们上了战场，我们会发现，哇，这不是一个 安全的地方。
When you are on the battlefield, you will realize you are not safe.
啊，就是很多人向我们开枪，很多人攻击我们。
So a lot of people are firing at you. They are attacking you.
啊，然后我们不能说，哎呀，我们逃跑啊，哇哇哭，哎呦，有人打我，哎呦，我好可怜呐。
You cannot say let's flee, and you cannot cry and self pity.
你是战士。
You are a soldier.
你要征战。
You need to fight.
嗯。你不是在那里哭，你不是在那里逃跑。
You can't cry, you can't flee.
啊，那么其实就是像个男人。我们中文圣经翻译成要做大丈夫，好像觉得哎呀要做很伟大了不起的人。其实这个原来的意思就是男人你要像个男人。
So here, the Chinese term is 要做大丈夫 ，and in English it's be man of courage. You have to act like men.
啊，其实这也是原文的意思哈，希腊文的意思，就是说，并不是说要让男人做了不起的大英雄，不是的，就是说，男人你要像个男人。
So it's also the meaning of the original Greek. It doesn't require you to be a big hero, but you have to act like man.
那么军人呢，就是要警醒啊，就像军人在夜间站岗一样，他要很小心、很警醒，要防止敌人偷偷的溜进来。
Soldiers have to be on the alert, just like if you stand on guard, then you have to prevent enemies from slipping in.
所以男人弟兄们你要警醒啊，你不要啊觉得啊天下太平啊没有什么问题啊，你在那里昏头大睡不行的，你要警醒，你要知道危险很快就会临到，你要警醒。
So as men, all the brothers need to be alertYou have to realize dangers can come at any time, so you have to be on the alert.
在美国很多男人就说，你要 be ready, be ready.
And here in the U.S., a lot of men say you have to be ready.
就是很多人家里存一些罐头食品呢，就是万一 bug out 的时候，要怎么样？要 be ready.
A lot of people keep a lot of supplies in their house, so if there are blackouts, then you will be ready.
那么作为基督徒来说，我们要警醒。当然我们会警醒，有大的灾难会突然降临，但是我们更重要的是要警醒一些魔鬼的谎言，一些魔鬼的试探偷偷溜进来了，溜到我们的家庭当中啊，溜到我们的心里。
As Christians, we also need to be on the alert, not only to be on the alert for disasters to come, we have to be on the alert for Satan.For any moment, Satan may come into our family.
啊，在马太福音二十八章四十一节，耶稣对他的门徒说：“总要祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心里固然愿意，啊，对不起，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。”
In Matthew 26:41, Jesus said, "Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak."
在帖撒罗尼迦前书的五章五到六节，圣经是这样说。我们可以看到这个大屏幕，你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑暗的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 5 and 6, "You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night.Nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober."
啊，当然，我也不希望我们做丈夫的弟兄们，今天晚上回去，从此开始都不睡觉了。我也不希望是这样。
Of course, my intent is not to ask all the brothers as husbands not to sleep tonight.
啊，我们当然要睡觉哈。
Of course, we need to sleep.
啊，但是我们要警醒啊。
But we need to be alert.
我们要随时要提防那些不是从神来，那些魔鬼的谎言啊，魔鬼的一些诡计偷偷的溜进来。我们做丈夫的要保护好这个家，当然也要最重要也要保护好我们自己的心。
And we have to be we have to be on guard against the lies of Satan and the tricks of Satan. We have to guard our families as husbands and protect our families.
哥林多教会的弟兄他们就不警醒。
And the church in Corinth didn't stay on the alert.
啊，所以他们当中有很多很多各样的罪，就是魔鬼撒旦的谎言，魔鬼撒旦的诡计，都溜到他们教会当中来。
There are many sins in Church of Corinth, and a lot of lies of Satan entered their church.
啊，他们有犯奸淫的，有这个酗酒的，有骄傲的，有分门结党的，这各种各样的问题。
There's adultery, there's drunkenness, and there's pride, and there's a division in Church of Corinth.
他们为什么这么不警醒呢？
Why didn't they stay on the alert?
啊，保罗指出原因，因为他们很骄傲啊。
And Apostle Paul pointed out the reason because they are proud.
那我给大家读一下，在哥林多前书的五章第一节、第二节、第六节，圣经是这样说。
Let me read you 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1, 2, and 6.
第一节，风闻在你们中间有淫乱的事，这样的淫乱连外邦人中也没有，就是有人收了他的继母。
In verse 1, it is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife.
啊，你们还是自高自大，并不哀痛，把行这事的人从你们中间赶出去。
Verse 2, and you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed, might be taken away from among you.
啊，你们这自夸是不好的，岂不知一点面教能使全团发起来吗？
Verse 6, your glorying is not good. Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump?
啊。他们很骄傲，所以他们不警醒。他们说：“哎呀，这个、没有问题，不是大问题。”他说：“没有关系。”他们很骄傲。
They were very proud, and they said, "It's no big deal, and we are okay."
啊，所以他们就觉得不需要警醒。
So that's why they didn't stay on the alert.
啊，我记得有一次我跟一些弟兄姊妹在讲，就说：“哎呀，我们要让我们的孩子啊，就是从小都被上帝的话。”所带领所管教，免得我们的孩子会突然有一天就是犯下可怕的错误，影响他们的一生。
And one time I said to our brothers, we need to let the words of God teach our children so they can know the truth and they will not be led astray by the lies of Satan.
好了，我还也举了一些现实的例子，就是我就知道有一些年轻人啊，他们很优秀，他们读很好的大学，但是就是。一个很，他就是无知无意当中犯了一个错误，结果给他们一生带来可怕的后果。
And I use some real examples, for I knew some young men, and they were very good academically, but because of some simple mistakes they commit, and that brought our brought their lives upside down.
Yeah. 后来那个家长就说，哎，那不是华人的孩子吗？
And the parents asked me, are they Chinese?
啊，我没有想到他会这样说。
I didn't anticipate that kind of question.
啊，那诚实的说，那个年轻人啊，确实不是华人的孩子。
And honestly, the example I used, indeed, they are not Chinese.
但是华人的孩子有没有这样的问题呢？
But can such problems happen to Chinese children?
有。
Of course.
有。华人也是人。
And Chinese people are people too.
我们不是比别人更优秀。
We are not better than others.
发生在人家生命当中的悲剧。
The tragedy that happened to others.
一样有可能发生在我们自己的家庭当中，发生在我们自己的孩子身上。
Can happen to us too.
所以我们做丈夫、做弟兄的、做丈夫，我们千万要警醒。我们不要觉得啊，那些犯奸淫的、那些酗酒的、那些吸毒的、那些抽大麻的，那都是别人家的孩子。
So we as husbands, as brothers, we have to be on the alert too. We cannot say the adulteries, the drunkenness, and the drug addictions.They only happen to others and not to us.
啊，换在白人家里的、黑人家里、别的人种家里的，不会发生在华人家里。
We can't say those things only happen to the white people, the black people, and not to Chinese people.
一样的。
We are the same.
所以哥林多教会他们为什么不警醒？因为他们太骄傲了。他们觉得啊，这些污秽的事情，这个啊，我不会这样的，我不会这样的。所以他们教会里会越来越多这样的事情。
Why didn't the Church of Corinth stay on the alert? Because they were proud. They they said, oh, those things won't happen to us. But the more they think that way, and the more problems they started to have.
然后因为他们太骄傲，他们不警醒，结果导致他们教会中很多这样的罪。但这些罪发生了之后呢，他们又不审判，他们就纵容。
Because they were too proud to stay on the alert, all those problems happened in their church, and they didn't examine themselves.
然后在哥林多前书的六章第二节、第三节、第五节，圣经是这样说。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2, 3, and 5, the Bible says,
二节，岂不知圣徒要审判世界吗？若世界为你们所审，难道你们不配审判这最小的事吗？
Verse 2, do you not know that the saints will judge the world? And if the world will be judged by you, are you unworthy to judge the smallest matters?
岂不知你们要审判天使吗？何况今生的事呢？
Verse 3, do you not know that we shall judge angels? How much more things that pertain to this life?
我说这话是要叫你们羞耻，难道你们中间没有一个智慧人能审判弟兄们的事吗？
Verse 5, I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not a wise man among you, not even one who will be able to judge between His brethren.
所以当保罗看到哥林多教会各种各样的问题，然后保罗明白他们为什么会有这样的问题产生，然后保罗最后就对他们的弟兄提出忠告，就你们要警醒。
So when Apostle Paul saw all the problems of church in Corinth, and he understood why they had those problems, and then Apostle Paul told them, "You need to be on the alert."
你们为什么不警醒呢？你们太骄傲了。
Why didn't you stay on the alert? Because you were too proud.
你们不警醒，你们也不去这个来审判罪，结果纵容罪。
And you didn't stay on the alert, and you didn't judge the sins among you, and then you made the sins grow.
当然了，他们为什么不警醒？因为他们也确实在真理上是无知的。
And another reason why they didn't stay on the alert is because they were ignorant on the truth.
他不知道什么是对，什么是错。
They didn't know the right from wrong.
他不知道什么是魔鬼的谎言，魔鬼的诡计，不知道他怎么警醒呢？
They couldn't recognize the lies of Satan. Then they couldn't stay on the alert.
所以保罗也指出他们的问题，就是他们本该知道，但他们不知道。在哥林多前书的六章九节、十节、十五节、十六节、十九节，当然有很多类似的经文，我只是列举其中一小部分。
And then in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9, 10, 15, 16, and 19, Apostle Paul pointed out this problem out to them, their ignorance.
我给大家来读一下，大家可以看到这个大屏幕哈，节约大家时间。九节，你们岂不知不义的人不能承受神的国吗？不要自欺，无论是淫乱的、拜偶像的、奸淫的、做娈童的、亲男色的。
Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites.
偷窃的、贪婪的、醉酒的、辱骂的、勒索的，都不能承受神的国。
Nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God.
岂不知你们的身子是基督的肢体吗？我们可以将基督的肢体作为娼妓的肢体吗？断乎不可。